Coming up on the KUCB News, a federal grant will provide improved emergency medical response training in the Aleutians, and Unalaska families turn out for a new holiday event. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 22 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair, 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Greta Mart with some local news on Thursday, December 3rd, 2015. In November, the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded over $2 million to help improve distance learning and telemedicine in rural Alaska. The Eastern Aleutian tribes will receive over $250,000 of that grant money to bring CPR training to a new level in 8 communities in the Aleutian Eastern Borough. The doctor in charge of the tribal program is also the medical director of the Unalaska Fire and Emergency Medical Response Department. She says the federal grant money will end up benefiting residents up and down the Aleutian chain who rely on rural EMTs when accidents and sudden illness strike. Dr. Danita Kohler says, unlike in Alaskan towns and cities, where hospitals are staffed with dozens of highly trained and specialized healthcare professionals, in rural Alaska, medical emergencies are dealt with one or a handful of responders.
Every day, somewhere in rural Alaska, a mother brings her child who can't breathe, a daughter brings her father who's having a heart attack, a boss brings their worker who's injured or sick to our remote clinics. So whether it's an EMT who responds on scene, and by the way, is usually a volunteer, or the community health aides, the PAs, MPs, docs who receive these patients in the small clinics, it is they who are really the silent heroes of healthcare in Alaska.
Keeping those responders trained and ready to react is a challenge, says Kohler. She will use the money to create a pilot program that will bring high-tech mannequins and training to remote health clinics. Medical staff can train in their familiar surroundings using equipment on hand to become, as she puts it, an effective pit crew or special ops kind of team. The training dummies she plans to buy are pretty realistic.
These mannequins are capable of blinking their eyes, bleeding profusely from an amputated limb, or even moaning to provide that medic or doctor the real life experience of taking care of a patient fixing to die.
Kohler says the grant from the USDA is seed money to help build a new kind of training program.
It is a 3-year grant, and so we'll have to figure out how to make it sustainable. But I think it's a game changer for how we look at training providers in rural Alaska so that it will be the pilot that will help us devise the next generation of medical training for rural and remote Alaska.
Kohler says even though the program is specifically aimed at places in the Eastern Aleutian Borough,
you guys will see it out there in Unalaska, too, because we're one family on the islands, right?
The funding comes from the USDA's Distance Learning and Telemedicine Grants Program. Jobs in rural Alaska are often seen as a career stepping stone. Professionals take a job for a year, maybe two, and leave, taking skills and experience with them. The high turnover prevents institutional knowledge from accumulating and being invested back into the community. How to break this cycle and retain workers persists as one of rural Alaska's most vexing puzzles. When Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott visited here last month, he acknowledged that the lack of affordable housing was one of Unalaska's most pressing issues. As KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports, the Alaskan mainland community of Bethel thinks it's got one piece figured out.
The first thing I notice is the view. A fringe of willows and then miles of snowy tundra. I'm looking out the window of 6 new apartment buildings specifically constructed for public safety, education, and health professionals in Bethel. The idea is by providing high-quality, affordable housing, Bethel can better recruit and retain personnel. Bethel Community Services Foundation led the project. The group wants to address community issues, and Executive Director Michelle DeWitt says housing sits high on that list.
When people leave positions here, housing is often at the root of one of their challenges or one of their areas of dissatisfaction. You know, we have a lack of new, appropriate, nice housing.
These apartments are extremely nice. Wood pattern floors and cabinets, modern appliances, high energy conservation ratings, and of course, the scenic views. Mayor Rick Robb is also impressed.
Well, this is beautiful. There's no doubt. Of course, it's brand new, all redone, so it's beautiful, but this was kind of a white elephant, kind of an albatross, and it's been totally renovated.
The building was once a daycare center left vacant several years ago. The push to revitalize an older building helped attract one of the project's funders, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. For over a decade, the corporation has funded housing projects for teachers, health professionals, and public safety workers across rural Alaska, all in an effort to decrease turnover. So far, the program has shown success with teacher retention. Derek Chan is a planner with the AHFC and says the key to keeping workers long-term is getting them to stay past the first year.
If a person works in an area beyond that one-year period, they're less likely to transition out. And that's what we're really trying to do. Is we're really just trying to provide an environment where they can call home. At the end of the day, they got a place to kick their feet up. They feel welcome.
Bethel City Manager Ann Capella says that initial welcome can make or break a new employee's first impression.
This is a true story. We had an employee come take a job at Bethel. We had no place to put him up for the night. We put him up at the annex. He looked at his surrounding and he left on the first flight in the morning.
The city's newest hire, a firefighter EMT, will have a different experience. He arrived this week with his family and moved directly into one of the units. It's a step up from the fire department's usual protocol of housing new recruits in the fire station for their first month. Fire Chief Bill Howell hopes the apartments will attract more workers.
I would think that this is definitely helpful from a recruiting standpoint. You know, a lot of the time people have the financial resources to get housing in Bethel, and they just can't find it.
DeWitt with the Bethel Community Services Foundation says she'll consider the housing successful if people stay past 1 year.
I'd be really excited if we had people who were in the units for 18 months to 2 years, and I'd be even more excited if they left the units to purchase a home in our community. So retention is a really positive thing, and when you have quality people in important positions, the outcomes are better for everyone.
The units opened on Monday, and already 4 of the 6 spaces are occupied. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
The city of Unalaska announced that parking overnight in the airport parking lot is no longer allowed. The new rule is to facilitate snow removal from around the airport grounds. As of the 15th of December, vehicles left overnight in the parking area adjacent to the terminal building will get a ticket and are subject to impoundment, says the city. Those who wish to park overnight at the airport must use the long-term parking area adjacent to Airport Beach Road. Wednesday evening's first ever holiday tree lighting event, put on by the PCR Advisory Board, was a hit, says Recreation Manager Albert Burnham.
Oh, it was a great event. We guessing that there were probably between 50 and 75 people there, a lot of families with their kids, which is what our hope was, to turn it into kind of a community family event.
Inside Burma Road Chapel, kids took obvious delight in decorating their own holiday cookies. There was make-your-own hot chocolate and a deli spread. Then the crowd moved outside for the ceremony. City Manager David Martinson said he was pleased to be there for the inaugural event, since he too was brand new to Unalaska. Albert Burnham said this morning that he and his staff plan to host the event every December from now on.
We hope that the tree lighting becomes a holiday staple here and that we can continue to add more lights and get it bigger and brighter as the years go on.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Greta Mart. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.